Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right. Happy Sunday. But today is not going to be about the business detail stuff. It's not going to be about mindset or whatnot. Today's going to be more like the reality of transitioning from an employee to only a business. And so that, just like the practicalities and the frustrations with that, that's where we're at right now. If you don't like it, if you do want that, here's the one for you. So right now, we just hit 2 months of ownership officially. That's pretty cool. That's like 60 days on the dot. Things at work are pretty stressful because I've got a stressful role and, we're in charge of monetizing a free platform. So it's very much like, all right, we got to go find revenue in our model. I'm not going to bore you. It's a revenue seeking role and validating, and it's easy to get stuff wrong from fighting that. And it's stressful because if you're wrong, then it's a lot of heat and you have to recover pretty big to be in a good spot. And my wife works a pretty stable job at the hospital. It's stressful because it's back to back to back patients, but in terms of like the work itself, it's pretty simple and standard. And she's been doing the same role with the same people for 10 years. So she's got her groove. But between having 3 kids in daycare, working a full-time job, but also like 5 hours a week, which is hardly anything when I say it out loud. 5 hours a week towards the studio, maybe 10 hours. Oh, no, it's 10 hours because there's administrative stuff. Plus, it's just a full-time load when you have a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 9-month-old. And working full-time jobs, and people who are running payroll, and we've got a sales plan, and we're trying to onboard. And I'm talking to people about buying another studio. We're talking to people about buying 2 to 3 more studios, and I'm under due diligence for a second studio. This is not a complaining statement, but this is just a reality check. I feel like I'm working 3 jobs right now. And, no, 4, if you add the family, the personal life. I'm working the day job. I'm working the job of the business owner that I already own. And I'm in the hunt for buying 3 more studios. Which some people, I don't know if you do this, some people officially like will work like a consulting job. After a couple of years, they'll quit their day job and their formal unemployed job is to go find a business for sale. And they'll give themselves like a 1-year runway to go find that business to purchase. Which, by the way, I think that's kind of silly. I think it's terrible to cut off your source of income. And now you're putting yourself in a pit, trying to dig your way out and use that as motivation because you can't motivate yourself. Which, by the way, that's just awful. You need to have a consistency, a rudder, a stabilizer so that if you get into a bind, you're not a desperate buyer. Last thing you ever need to be is a desperate buyer because you're near the end of your rental. So don't ever do that. Unless it's an amazing reason. Terrible idea is my opinion. But all that to say, right now, just a full plate. I can see like that there's going to be a tipping point where I'll spend my 2 weeks notice or 1 month notice in my day job. And they'll have all this forgiveness room. Because right now, like, they could fire me for any reason. If I give them, like, 4 weeks notice, they'll probably let me, like, wrap things up and coast. And I'll have, like, one month of pay and a lot of wiggle room. Not in a good spot. They could just say, yeah, we don't see another year with this guy or 6 months. We're just going to cut him now. And so you get, like, a 1-week runway. And so it sounds terrible. But that's my plan. Just to do, I want to do well in my role. But I want to be the one to submit the end of the employment relationship, and that's them telling me, and for that reason as well. Along with all that, it's early December right now, closing on number 2 at the end of January, so that's in like 50 days or so. Yeah, 60 days. The next studios, I was thinking about that timeline. I originally was thinking we need another 3 months after gym number 2 so that there's time to do due diligence, meet staff, do sample classes. Look at the systems, look at the schedules, hire any necessary new people, get them trained, get them onboarded. And that's going to take 3 months. However, I wanted to fast forward what the reality of that would look like. And if, say, we start due diligence February 1, that's going to be all of February, all of March, all of April. May 1st would be a purchase date. And then it's going to take 3 months to like start overhauling stuff into Mysis, which it's going to be like, I have my own training handbook. It's going to be different than their training handbook. And I want to have a vacation this summer. My wife has asked me for a vacation. And I can't, I'm going to give a solid probably 3 months, because it took 2 months for the one studio to get used to the owner not being there. The second one, it's probably going to take 2 months again, because it's going to be almost the exact same experience. For student 3 and 4, it's going to be a whole new owner, whole different operating system, new logins, new credentials, new expectations. It's probably going to take 3 months before they're like self-sustaining on their own. And so all that to say, I'm going to make sure we're in a good spot here. Maybe this is me. Cordy, yep, that's it. Wonderful. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right, well, I guess to the leader. So May 1, all of a sudden, we're now at a 3-month train over. Or no, February 1. Now we're at May 1. And it'll probably be pretty good, but not completely done. And I would have some wiggle room for summer travel plans. And so it sounds crazy, but I was thinking I'll try to go for something that's a little close to like a March closing timeframe, because the sellers said they are happy to stay on, help with the transaction, make it smoother, make it doable, and that's so much easier. And right now, I want to take advantage of that. If both deals are going to transfer over, 3 and 4, it's going to be from the same old school setup, and it's going to be a lot faster. So I'm thinking for that, maybe like a mid-March, or no, mid-February, actually. Because then, send back to the wife. I mean, I guess I'm into the weeds, but I think I can squeeze it in faster because the sellers are wanting to stay on and they're going to not leave as quickly as the seller did for 1 and 2. I'm going to take advantage of that and I'm going to rip the bandaid off a little bit. But all that to say, I got right now picking up takeout food with my wife. It's been a rough day, so we're just grabbing a quick bite because we need bread at the front baked food right now. We're just out of the left side. With that, we can see the destination of, okay, what does it look like when he leaves your job? We can see what it's going to look like if we have clubs number 3 and 4. Because it'll take a month or two for them to bounce back from where they're at to being like nicely profitable again. And so we can see, as of today is December 2nd, December 3rd, it's going to be January, February, maybe like March 1. We're probably 3 months out from like the new tech point in your life, where we have 2, maybe 4 studios, hopefully 4 studios. I'll have left my day job. My wife will have left her day job. And we'll get used to the new life of what it's like to own 4 studios, self-employed, no daycare, and that's the new norm. And we can see that that's the destination. We can see that's where we're going. But right now, it's just that over-busy, over-stressed, over-hyped middle spot where we haven't fully shifted into the next. So having a countdown, seeing the destination, seeing where we're going, working our way backwards, and then figuring out, is there a way to condense the timeline? Do all these extra days make sense? Are they necessary? Are they pertinent? What if we lopped off and cut off 15 days from that timeline? Is that still semi-reasonable? Is that still semi-attainable? All of a sudden, are we on a crazy train and that's not going to work? Like, okay, well, that's semi-doable. Like, what if we cut off another 10 days from the full transition? And so originally, I was for the seller to say, like, August. And then realizing, okay, well, the issues I had to close earlier than August, I guess those issues have been handled. All right, well, let's wind it back a little bit. How about June? Or July, June, May, April, March. And you realize, okay, how can we squeeze time down to get to the same result? We're getting to the same result. We just want less delay for everybody's sake, because nobody wants to drag out fireworks. So it's hard. Right now, I cannot see how this would be a sustainable forever. Be at one studio, working a full-time, well-paying corporate job. And my wife working a good-paying role, but all 3 kids in daycare. I don't see how current sustainable. And so we have to press. We have to go all in, either forward or locking in for what we have now, and maybe we revert back, or we do something backwards. But the current awkward middle phase is not going to work. And so it's a validation move to take a step forward, to go a little bit more, and start stepping towards studios number 3 and 4, because it's not like it's the golden paradise, everything's going to be amazing, and now everything is going to like take care of itself. No, like that's foolishness. No one's saying that. But there is a checkpoint and a leveling off and a smoothing out of the craziness, because now there's scale and you can build out internal things. We're like on an annual basis that we're knocking on $2 million in revenue with 4 studios. That is a lot of revenue. Right now with this one studio, we're knocking on $500K in annual revenue. And the difference between those two is not a 4x difference, it's a 10x difference in terms of business stability. Maybe it's a 20x difference. So trying to appreciate the awkward phase, the middle phase, realizing it's not forever, but not banking on the future as the place. So I'm not abandoning today, thinking about just the future, but I'm looking at the future to realize, all right, this is just a tough phase. That's okay. It's not going to be forever because we'll be in this place and this place. So RF, got home. Let's rock it off.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.